Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
Can you believe it's already that time? I know. It was just a few months ago that we thought the 3rd District might have a chance in Kansas of flipping from Sharice Davids to Amanda Atkins. Of course, it did not turn out that way. It resulted in me being embarrassed and having to do a naked lap here around Corporate Woods because I thought that Amanda Atkins would keep it to within 10 points, and it didn't happen. And, you know, the last few months I've thought to myself, is the 3rd District even competitive for Republicans anymore? Or has it become, you know, in some ways like Emanuel Cleaver's district on the other side of the state line? Well, I don't think that's the case. And if there's a guy who has a compelling all-American story to make sure that that's not the case, it's our next guest, Dr. Prasanth Reddy. He is joining us in studio here on KCMO Talk Radio. He announced yesterday that he is running in Kansas's 3rd Congressional District as a Republican. So, Dr. Reddy, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Pete, thank you. Good morning to you as well. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm super excited.
So take me through your story. And you know, there are people who are going to know, hey, there's a couple people that told us that you were their oncologist. So that's pretty cool. But for those that don't know, who are you and why are you running in this race?
Pete, that's an easy one for me. The first thing I'd say is America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm proud to say I'm an American. And as an immigrant, I've had the opportunity to live the American dream. And part of this, part of my life has been giving back to America. Mm-hmm. And that's whether it's through cancer medicine, problems that are tough, right? Whether it's taking care of my patients around this district that I've done for a number of years, I wanted to give them solutions. And that's what my life's been about, right? Always giving back, always trying to find solutions, find common ground, figure out ways that we can fix the country, figure out ways that we can help people. I did that post 9/11. You know, post 9/11, I changed citizenship to U.S. citizenship and immediately signed up for the United States Air Force Reserves. And I've continued to serve. It's been over 17 years now that I've been serving, you know, as a proud military officer and supporting the men and women that are doing the heavy lifting in our military to protect our freedoms that we take for granted all too often.
So you're an oncologist. You're in the Air Force Reserve. You come to this country as a kid from India, right here to Kansas, right? What was that like growing up?
Yeah, it was fantastic, Pete. I mean, honestly, I couldn't have imagined a more welcoming society and a society where freedoms were valued. Mm-hmm. You could be yourself, and it was okay to be yourself. And, you know, growing up here in Kansas, I mean, I came here to Manhattan, Kansas, actually, when I was about 5 years old. You know, I grew up in Manhattan.
Now, how does that, and pull that mic just a little bit closer for you. How do you end up immigrating from India to Manhattan, Kansas?
Yeah, so it was interesting. My dad came here on the promise of education. You know, education is where the way that you can achieve your American dream. And that's how my dad came here in the late 70s. He came and was a student at Kansas State University. And interestingly enough, he was tied to the agricultural industry. He was a teacher and a student at the grain science department at Kansas State University.
Wow, that's awesome. So you come here as a kid and you know, obviously get your education. You're an oncologist now. What made you want to stay here? What made you say, hey, Kansas is where I want to be?
Hey, it's all about the people, Pete. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the work ethic, the open arms, that's what the Kansas people are all about. And that's what values, the values that we have in the state, the values that this country was founded on, you know, openness, freedom, you know, a land of opportunity. Those were the things that I could see here in the state of Kansas and certainly in Kansas 03.
So I'm looking at, you know, your story and, you know, your time in the Air Force Reserve as an officer, and you decide to do that after September 11th. What made you so compelled in that moment as a young man to say, I've got to give back to this country as someone who is an immigrant, who came here as a child, who saw the horror and the terror that day and said, my country needs me beyond what I'm doing as a doctor?
That's an easy one, Pete. There's actions and there are words. And I always want to live my life through actions. And it's easy to say things, and sometimes it's hard to do things. It's kind of what I'm doing now. You know, at the end of the day, it's easy to complain about all of the things that we see coming out of Washington and all the problems we're having. I'm not a politician, but I'm doing this because I think it's the right thing. So post 9/11, it was the exact same thing. And, you know, what I would say is this. I'm very proud of my military service, but I'm even more proud that I'm able to take care of the men and women that are really putting their lives on the line overseas and protecting our freedoms. And so our folks in the 442nd Fighter Wing out of Whiteman Air Force Base, post 9/11, they've been deployed all the time because of the fight on the global war on terror. Mm-hmm. You know, our A-10 fighter pilots were a critical force multiplier in making sure that we could accomplish our mission all over the globe. And that's something I couldn't be more proud of, is supporting those fighter pilots and those men and women at the 442nd Fighter Wing.
Dr. Prasanth Reddy is joining us. He announced yesterday that he is running in the 3rd District race as a Republican. That announcement came down yesterday. He's joining us here on KCMO Talk Radio. So you look at why a guy like you, I mean, you know, I know you want to serve your country and all that, but you know how this district has trended the last couple of election cycles, and it has not been all that close. Here you are, successful doctor. You've given back to your country, plenty in the Air Force. There's a lot of people that would not bother. They don't want to deal with the headache. Politics has become messy, too messy for many. Why are you doing this?
Pete, I'll just go back to what I said earlier. It's the right thing to do. And I think with my life experience, you know, as an immigrant, as a cancer physician, as a military officer, and as a businessman, I've seen all kinds of complex situations arise, and I've had to deal with those situations. So I know how to handle complex problems, and I know how to work with folks, and I know how to earn their trust. I know how to make sure that we get those problems solved. And that's, I think, something that's unique that I think that I can bring to the race, is that I can reach out to folks and meet them where they are and understand, you know, what their issues are. And the other thing, even as a doc, one of the first things we learn as doctors is to listen. The first step is always to listen. Then once we listen and understand what those problems are, then we can set up a treatment plan. But if we don't know what we're dealing with and we're not aligned and we don't build that trust, then you can never just go to the treatment plan. And so you got to understand the problem first, and that means connecting with the voters of Kansas 3, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, to use your doctor analogy, what do you perceive to be the biggest issues that need to be treated right now in this country?
Yeah, it's a great question, Pete. I mean, what I would tell you is the first thing I think about is crime, right? There is no way that the men and women in law enforcement shouldn't be supported. They are the folks that are putting their lives on the line to protect our communities, and we got to support them. We don't want to defund the police. We want to fund the police. We want to give them more training. We want to give them more resources so that they can do their job, you know, to their best efforts. And that's the first thing we got to do, is we got to make sure that, you know, crime stays out of our communities. And we got to continue to support the police. Number two, we got to secure the border. The border has significant implications around national security. And it's honestly part of the driver of the drug crisis we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Fentanyl's pouring over the border, and our kids, our families, our communities are being impacted with this fentanyl crisis. People are losing their lives to fentanyl. I know people personally who've lost children to fentanyl overdoses. That is unacceptable. We have to have a solution that protects the families of Kansas 03, protects the families across the nation. That starts with a secure border. You know, another thing I'd say is inflation. Our economic policies are not working. You know, one of the things I've heard recently is that, you know, the prices of eggs and, you know, gas are getting better. They're more reasonable. Okay, well, guess what? They're still not reasonable. We got a long way to go to fix the problems of inflation, and the pocketbook issues are hitting every single citizen in Kansas 03. The folks feel it, and we got to come up with better solutions. And the answer isn't always to throw more money at it. Sometimes that's the problem. And I think that's one of the things that we're dealing with right now.
When you look at this district and the fact that it has not been nearly as competitive as people thought the last couple of times, Was there a moment when you said, I'm the guy, like, this is what I'm going to do, I can do this? Was there that moment for you, or has it just been a buildup of what you've seen and the failures that you've witnessed for this country over the last few years?
Well, I got to tell you, it's a little bit of both, right? It's a little bit of both. It's been building up, but then you reach a tipping point.
Yeah.
And then once you reach that tipping point, you understand, like, this is the most important thing you can do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take that leap of faith and say, you know what? I know that the people of Kansas 03 understand that we are going down the wrong path, that we don't have common sense solutions to so many problems. And I know that if you had the time to connect with those folks, you could reach, you know, a compact to say, hey, we're doing this for the right reasons. You're not a politician. You're doing this to help the people of Kansas 03, the folks. And then ultimately, there are solutions to be had. We just got to find those solutions, and I'm going to be committed to making sure I drive solutions for the voters of Kansas 03.
Dr. Prasanth Reddy announcing yesterday he is running as a Republican in the 3rd District. His website, Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y, for Kansas, F-O-R, R-E-D-D-Y, for Kansas.com, as he hopes to be the guy to have the shot at Sharice Davids and flip this district back come 2024. Doc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pete.
Appreciate it. Great job, and we'll be talking to you plenty down the road.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Prasanth Reddy on KCMO Talk Radio.
When picking a commerce platform, you have two choices.
Oh, you piece of...
Or...
Yeah!
I prefer... Don't you? That's the sound of selling on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that supercharges your selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Why battle inferior platforms' weak tools?
You...
Lack of brand control.
That looks like...
And limited integrations.
Would have helped to know this.
Stop leaving sales on the table. Join the millions of businesses around the world growing on Shopify and get the industry-leading tools from the best converting checkout to powerful order management features. Gain control with code-free site design and harness Shopify's limitless integrations for limitless growth. Shopify.
Less. More.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/music23. That's shopify.com/music23. shopify.com/music23.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
There's no creative strategy that would allow AEW to execute on the mission of being different than WWE. And if you're not doing anything different, you're either better than, or you're less than, or you're different than. And so far, AEW is less than. There has to be something different. And I don't know what that is, to be honest with you.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.